Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
The word anxiety comes from a German word, which means to choke. And that's how we feel, isn't it? When we are anxious, when we're uptight, when the pressure is on, when we're worried, stressed out, over the top, we're overcommitted, we're overdone, we're overinvolved, we've overly said yes, and we feel choked. The pressure of it all.
How do you overcome pain? I mean, real pain, physical, emotional, spiritual. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. The truth is, pain is part of the human condition, but that doesn't mean God wants you to experience it blindly and never overcome it. Today, Dr. Young is starting a series called Overcoming Pain in Your Life, where he shows you how to overcome real pain, starting with the cause and cure of anxiety. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins right after we return from this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and it's a pleasure to have Dr. Young in the studio today to answer a question as we begin this new series. Dr. Young, we all know that life presents different challenges, and yet the Bible tells us not to worry. How can we effectively deal with stress and anxiety in our daily walk?
Some stress and probably some anxiety is good. I think we get in trouble when we just overstress and we have too much anxiety. We let stress begin as the beginning of it, and we're continually stressed, and we get anxious about that which is stressing us out, and it's sort of an unending thing. So we have to sort of compartmentalize it and say, Lord, you know, let's see the long picture here. And God helps you and me see the long picture of what is stressing us out. And when we do that, we invite Him into the stress, invite Him into the anxiety, and many times just by doing that, saying, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life with strength and power and insight and give me your peace in the middle of this storm. Many times simply praying that prayer and waiting on Him alleviates a lot of the pressure that we find surrounding us.
And Dr. Young, stress is also a reminder that we need to look to God, that we can't do it on our own, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you try to carry it around, all the burdens of the world, all the burdens of life, you'll burn out and burn up. And so we're looking for the peace with God. That's when we come to Christ. And then He gives us the peace of God. And that's where we seek to live. That's where we need to learn how to live. Lord, I've made peace with you, and now give me your peace. And that's the business of the Prince of Peace, the Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. He will give you peace in the middle of any storm.
Thanks, Dr. Young. It's a great way to start us off today. So let's begin the message now with Dr. Ed Young, the cause and cure of anxiety.
I hold in my hand a copy of Self magazine. And I thank Keith for sharing a subscription to this that he it's got the answer for everything in this current edition. Someone bought it from the newsstand for me. It's got Carrie Underwood on the front, her 600 calorie workout. On the back, it got Ellen DeGeneres, so it's got every base covered. Article here, a new plan for real women, drop 10 pounds, the best foods to fight fat and rev up your metabolism. Article here, another article, great hair, color, curl, strengthen at home, 100% goof-proof. Another one, flatten your belly, zero crunches, all fun. Read that one. Hotter, carefree sex, the secret, page 144. Cellulite cures at work. Upper right-hand corner, 1,951 freebies inside. I don't know what freebies it to be. 50 cheap splurges, amazing beauty buys, $10 or less. But the one that really drew thee to this magazine was the article here that deals with exactly our topic today. The title is Stressed Out? Quick tips to feel calm and happy now. So maybe we can get some answers here in self. The article here written by this lady is entitled, Feel as Happy as a Pig in Mud. It's got a pig here. And she talks about how we are to channel good positive feelings, and that'll take care of your worry, your stress, your anxiety. And then flip over, she gives four things that we can do that'll absolutely take care of these problems. Four ultra easy ways to bring on serenity. Smile. It's good. Sing. I advocate that. Sweat. Workout. And soothe. Somebody said they thought I said sue, but soothe. Think of soothing things. And then it says hang with upbeat people. So we can go home now. We know how to handle stress and anxiety in four easy steps. And we hang out with upbeat, fun people, and worry and anxiety and stress goes away. Now, let me tell you, those suggestions are bad. But it's like putting a Band-Aid on something. Because we do not have answers here to worry and anxiety. The word anxiety comes from a German word, which means to choke. And that's how we feel, isn't it? When we are anxious, when we're uptight, when the pressure is on, when we're worried, stressed out, over the top, where we're overcommitted, we're over invested, we're overdone, we're over-involved, we've overly said yes, and we feel choked, strangled, the pressure of it all. And a lot of leading individuals, sociologists and those in the medical profession tells us perhaps the number one problem that is the undercurrent of all the maladies in the Western world is stress, is worry, is anxiety. Where does it come from? It has some deep, deep roots. One root is psychology. We know that about neuroses. Some people live their whole life as if there's a big Bengal tiger over them, just ready to pounce. And you go through life like that. Or you go through life as if you're constantly swimming in shark-infested waters with hundreds of great whites all around you. And you're always looking for fins. You live like that. All kind of neuroses that we have, ailments that we have. Psychological background to this, very common in our society today. Also, there are physical reasons for stress. Something happens to us and we just don't get over it. Or something we thought would happen to us didn't happen and we still don't get over it. And so we feel the pressure of it all, the stress of it all is on top of us. It weighs us down. Also, there's a philosophical background to stress. The idea that some of us believe that life is fatalistic. Some of us actually say, you know, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You can't do anything about it. What's going to be will be. Say, sirrah, sirree. We live a whole life on a philosophical understanding of fatalism. Others live a life on a capricious understanding. Heidegger, the existentialist, said that God just took us and threw us in the world and said, lots of luck. We don't know what's going to happen next. There's no rhyme or reason to life.
We're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young and his message titled, The Cause and Cure of Anxiety. More proven truth about overcoming this kind of pain is coming up in just a moment. First, we want to send you Dr. Young's booklet called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote it to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please request your copy of Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace when you call us today. Our number is 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And there's more teaching ahead from Dr. Ed Young.
We're so caught up in this world that we forget that we're citizens of another world if we're in the family of God. If we keep that in mind, you'll be amazed how all the stress and strife and tension will go away. We're not at home here, but we're so caught up in this world.
That's coming up right after this quick break, so stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young is coming right back. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. The truth is, God wants you to grow and mature and to experience the joy He promises. That's why Dr. Young wrote the booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. And it's why he wants to send you a copy today. This booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace, is our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So request your copy when you call today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Young with proven truth about the cause and cure of anxiety.
There's also a theological background to stress. Go to the Garden of Eden. There you have Adam and Eve, and God said to them, you're to run this thing. You're to have dominion. You're to name all the animals. You're to be fruitful and to multiply. You're in charge, but God is in charge. God is the king, and we were born as human beings to be stewards in the kingdom of God. Now, a steward is a slave as he looks to his king, but to everyone else, the steward is a king. So you and I were born to be kings and queens. We're born to have control of this world, almost all of the world. What did God say to Adam? He said, Adam, you've got this whole shooting match except one tree. I'm going to keep one tree. It's my tree. Adam says, oh, in his heart of hearts, I want to control everything. I even want to control the tree that God says is the only tree he needs in this creation. And therefore, as we tried to control more, we lost control. As we tried to be more than human, we became less than human. So the basic cause of much of the stress we have is that we're out of control. We have to control to God, and we want to run our lives. We're made to be gods. We're made to be kings and queens under the stewardship, as stewards under God himself. So stress comes when I can't handle everything. I can't run everything. I can't be on top of everything. But Jesus comes and says, stress is a sin. In fact, he says, don't be stressed out. Do not be anxious. Do not worry. Now, how does that work? Well, it's not that easy, is it? Huh? We don't wake up in the morning saying, oh, I'm going to be stressed out today. I think I'm going to be worried today. No, it just comes over us. It fills us up everywhere. It's like a fog. You can take a fog that's 100 feet deep that covers 7 city blocks. You know how much water is in a fog that's 100 or 200 feet deep? Covered 7 city blocks. You know how much water is there? Less than a glass of water. It don't take much, does it? Doesn't take very much. Just a little bit for us to be totally undone, stressed out, empty, lost, confused, anxious, upset, on edge. This is who we are. Jesus says, no, you are in the best place in this world that you can be as my son and as my daughter. Do you know that? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Doesn't that sound terrific? That's how it's supposed to be. But you see, we're so caught up in this world that we forget that we're citizens of another world if we're in the family of God. If we keep that in mind, you'll be amazed how all the stress and strife and tension will go away. We're not at home here, but we're so caught up in this world. It has us so much under its control, and it's strangling many lives out of effectiveness, out of efficiency, and out of the joy that the Lord God intends for his sons and daughters to have. Look at our scripture. Just a couple of verses here as we look at this whole passage that deals with anxiety and worry. Verse 25, Matthew 6. For this reason, Jesus says, I say to you, do not be worried about your life. Is that clear enough? Do not be worried about your life as to what you'll eat or what you will drink or your body as to what you will put on. Do you know how much last year we spent in the United States just on fashion? Between $200 and $300 billion. Think about that. How much we've spent on diet remedies, how to lose weight, over $30 billion. Jesus says, don't worry about your body. He gives a big trinity of what you eat, what you drink, what you wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? He said, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they? Jesus says, don't worry about the things of life. Isn't that what we worry about? Things? Sure it is. Clothes. Oh, how do I look? What I eat. Where I go. What I have. What people think about me. And we are caught up in the agenda of this materialistic society in which you and I are called to live. Jesus said, that's the reason we worry. Don't worry about things. And he said, look at the birds. You think the birds are worried about things and stuff? And he used the birds to illustrate his providence, the providence of God. What is providence? You say, well, it's the capital of Rhode Island. That's good. What is providence? The word providence means to provide. And Jesus is saying here, look at the birds. Can't you see him teaching on the mounts, seated on that rock? And some birds fly over, and he says, look at those birds. He said, they're not worried because they're counting on the providence of God, that God prepares for them. God cares about them. And therefore, we realize that we're in his hands. He said, you're much more than birds. Anyone here think you're less than a bird? Our world is so mixed up that we treat animals like humans and humans like animals. But I can tell you, we are better than birds. We're above birds. And Jesus gives a wonderful argument here from the lesser to the greater. He said, if God prepares and looks after the birds, how much more you and I are in the hand of God. Therefore, he has a will and a plan for a purpose for you and me that he's going to carry out to his children.
The Cause and Cure of Anxiety. That's the title of our message today from Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website to catch up on messages in this series and others you may have missed at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can now follow The Winning Walk on Twitter. Follow us for encouragement from your favorite radio program. Our username is @WinningWalk. That's @WinningWalk. Well, after this break, Dr. Young continues with proven truth about the cause and cure of anxiety right here on The Winning Walk. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Dr. Young has written a powerful booklet that's a great companion to our current series. It's called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace, and we want to send you a copy today. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So request your copy when you call today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Let's continue now with our message, The Cause and Cure of Anxiety. Here's Dr. Ed Young.
Let's talk a minute about the will of God, the plan of God for every life. God has an intentional plan for every person here. Now, most of us has missed God's intentional plan because of sin, because of not listening, because of doing our own thing, because of not understanding. He wants to seek us and he wants to deal with us and he wants to guide us. We miss God's intentional will. Therefore, in his circumstantial will, he always works out his providence, in his purpose, in his sovereignty. His intentional will, we miss it. And his circumstantial will, we begin to get it, because his ultimate will be carried out. See, that's the providence of God. Not that we are robots, but he puts us in the parameters of his blessing, of his leadership as sons and daughters of his. Therefore, he says, don't worry. You're in the providential hand of God. How can we worry? He takes care of birds. He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of me. Look at the next thing he says. He says also, why do we worry? He says, and who of you, verse 27, by being worried can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. What's he saying? He's saying, now, don't worry. Look at the birds. They teach you about the providence, about the care of God for birds and of you. Now he says, don't worry. Look at the lilies of the field. Look at the flowers. He said, they don't live very long, but they are loved by God. If God so cares for flowers and they have a short duration of life, how much more he cares for you and me. He points the lilies and he talks about the love of God. We don't worry because God loves us. How much does he love us? He sent his son to die for us. How long do we live? Forever. When life came at conception in your mother's womb, God gave to every one of us eternal life.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Remember to call The Winning Walk to request your copy of Dr. Young's booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote this to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So call to request your copy today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Well, thanks for diving into God's Word with us today. Tomorrow we continue with the second part of Dr. Young's message that delivers proven truth about the cause and cure of anxiety. So tune in Tuesday, right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable Dr. Young to be heard on this station. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77253. That's Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77253.